It's 11:13 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Is it? We've already had a Proclaimer sighting today.
Oh, we have.
Out here at Greenville Avenue. We're on the roof of stands. It's the Orphanage, Dave and Danny, with Gordon and Dave Little.
And Tina.
And Free Ticket Tina. And we're here until noon, and Bassick and Newberry are here until 2. It's the Greenville Avenue Block Party. It's between Vanderbilt and Vickery on Greenville Avenue.
It's ramping up somewhat, Dave.
And I believe, Gordon, you said that our broadcasting to date this morning has been a bigger disaster than Torelli's burning to the ground.
Failed.
That was more of an off-air comment, but yes, I did say that.
We need to bring our lives to the air, Gordon.
Yeah.
If it's off the air, it's quality enough to be on the air. Like the comments you were making earlier about Tina's plunging neckline.
I tell you, man, Tina's got my number down there.
I know,
hi, Tina.
Man.
Hi.
Give her your T-shirt.
Hey, Tina, do you want a free T-shirt? You want a free T-shirt?
This is for you, Tina. It's a small.
He's a lefty.
I am a lefty, but I can work a woman with both hands like a friggin' puppet master.
What does that even mean? Nice.
Oh,
catch.
There you go.
You scared
nice.
A job.
Hey, all right, Tina, now let's describe Tina first.
Well, I want to give Tina another T-shirt.
You do?
Yeah.
For the other breast?
Yes.
Look at them. They're huge, and they're plunging necklines.
Wow, Danny's
like
a lefty, too. Let's
she's wearing, like, riding pants and riding boots. Or they're more like Motley Crue riding boots.
They're
though.
Right. Nazi boots.
It's like no. Nikki Sixx with jugs.
Yeah, who's a Nazi.
What?
She's, how old do we think Tina is?
Tina's probably 28? 27, 25.
How old are you?
24.
Aww.
Well,
we can't see.
You got your lid too low.
Yeah. Knock her teeth out, Dave Little.
What? My hair is gross. So I have a hat on.
Yeah, mine too.
I have a hat on too.
Ask her if she's completely groomed down there.
Are you completely groomed?
Of course.
Where do you go? Supercuts?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's decent.
No, sports clips.
Sports clips.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, comedy.
Right.
Comedy jokes.
iPad.
Fine sponsor.
Well, we've had fun with
all right,
Tina.
We have a gathering crowd in front of us. We're broadcasting on the roof of Stan's Blue Note. And out in front of the street, we've got probably, 150 people right in front of
us here? I'd say at least 300,000.
The crowd is finally filling in here on the stands end. It's been pretty packed over there at the intersection of Goodwin.
And we got a chick selling shots. We got beer.
There's Amanda Cobra. Hey, I have a T-shirt.
Where's that?
Oh, she flipped you off.
Oh, that was an impudent throw.
Well, it came.
It wasn't a good knot.
It came unfolded as it flew through the air.
Oh, well, there you go. Dave's got one. Are you saving yours, Dave?
I'm saving. Okay, I'm going to try and hit Amanda Cobra.
Yeah, hit her in the face. Hit her in the face.
Knock those glasses off.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
try and aim for the beer face guy right there.
Aim for the face, Dave.
Aim for the face. Look, she's not
aim for the face.
God. What a weak throw.
It got caught in the wind.
Did it?
Are we out of T-shirts?
That's it.
I believe we are.
All right, throw that half-empty water bottle.
Throw your 40-liners.
Oh, hi. Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, my gosh.
It's Paris Hilton right here, fellas.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
That's hot.
She's so drunk.
Shh. Tell her to...
That is so hot.
Is she wearing panties?
You have to say it's hot.
What's your name?
Paris.
Oh,
no.
It's really not.
Right. Abandoned.
Yada.
Today it is? Okay.
No. You're done with her.
Yeah. She just wanted to put this on her resume.
I think it's possible. She's more annoying than the real Paris.
How in the effing world are people this hammered?
Guy?
It's 11 o'clock.
Talk to those guys.
All right, you're listening to Dave Little, noted regional comedian who has a wireless microphone, is down on the street interviewing people.
You want me to talk to these guys in the skin suits?
I don't think they speak.
Oh, you guys can't talk?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, he can talk.
All right.
What? Are you going to pass out?
No. It's actually quite breathable in this.
Where did he get his flesh-colored suit?
Where did you get your flesh-colored suit?
This lady here.
Oh, no.
Oh, that lady there. What's her name?
Oh, green tank top.
I'm not quite sure.
It's time to move on.
So much boobage.
It says Chewbacca. Stop talking to that guy. What's going on here with these guys?
Chewbacca.com.
What goes on with it? Oh, my gosh.
Chewbacca.com.
Oh, now we're having a battle of skin suits.
Get away from those guys.
Yeah,
oh,
rotate out.
Sorry. How about these ladies right here?
Hey, now.
Hi, girls.
Hey.
What's your name?
Taylor.
Taylor. Oh, like the Taylor?
Yep.
What are you doing down here?
Party with my friends.
Do you like having fun?
Yes, I do.
That's the best question yet. It really is.
You don't want to know.
No, that's why I asked. I do want to know what kind of fun. You stay out, Beardy. Leave me alone.
Beardy?
A lady never tells.
I didn't say anything.
You're not a lady. Come on. You're a girl.
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
22.
That's not a lady. A lady is like, oh my gosh, she told me to F off.
Did she punch you?
That can't be good, right?
Well, I didn't hear it.
No, this is audio mayhem. A lady goes to Luby's. You don't go to Luby's.
No.
So what do you do for a living?
See? I'm an intern.
An intern? Where do you intern? Baylor?
No.
Okay.
Well, are you making us guess?
Yeah, that's don't make me guess.
Just tell
Keep
him.
Keep guessing.
Okay, Schlotsky's?
You suck.
I suck. Well,
she's already told him to F off and that he sucks.
Yeah, but he's staying with it.
Man, that's nice.
He's riding it out.
You kind of remind me of my wife. Why would you say these things to a stranger? I bet you don't have a boyfriend, do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't. I heard he's leaving you. I read a blog. All right, I'm going.
Wow.
I hated her.
She was so mean. She hated you.
I don't care.
Okay.
Talk to the old lady.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Right. Fine, thank you.
Ask how old she is.
You have a tip jar.
No, I'm selling T-shirts. The Lower Greenville Homeless Association.
Homeless.
The families of the people that were...
affected by the fire.
That's right. That's a very noble.
Ask her how much she smoked today.
How much?
T-shirt.
$12 a t-shirt.
All the proceeds go.
Is she wearing a patch right
to
now?
The families.
Yeah. Put your hand over her mouth and ask her how much she smokes.
And all the businesses to help their families.
That's a very nice venture. Have you had a cigarette today?
Not yet.
Do you smoke?
Of course.
How much? Are you Pall Malls?
Marlboro.
Oh, Marlboro.
Ask her to sing a song.
Yeah, sing a song. Sing a song.
Sing the ABC song.
Yeah.
ABC.
I need your $12.
Well, I'm on the air right now. I don't have any money, but...
Irish eyes are smiling.
Ask her how old she was when she started smoking.
How old were you when you started smoking?
None of your business.
None of my business? Oh, come on. We're not asking how old you are.
15?
Oh, really?
What are you, like, in 38?
I'm 64.
Whoa.
I've been flying for American for 43 years.
She's a pilot.
You're a stewardess?
I'm a stewardess.
Oh, give it up for her, ladies and gentlemen.
Give it up.
It's exciting. Very exciting times that we're...
Actually, she's still married.
Are you in the Mile High Club?
Well...
Not telling that either.
Wow.
I think we know.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
Absolutely.
Would you have sex for cigarettes?
Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll see, right?
Oh, my God. Billy, get our $12.
Ask her if she grooms down there.
No, don't ask her anything else.
You're a sweet woman, and
Kojak?
I appreciate you being
Landing
here.
Landing stripper Kojak.
Get a hug.
Thank you. Can I have a hug?
Ask her if they're real.
I'm going to steal some money from the tip jar.
Are they real?
I'm not asking her that.
She is 64.
Oh.
Three input?
Oh.
Oh.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Tina took her jacket off.
Why?
Oh, Tina took her jacket off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a census taker.
She's hiding behind that guy.
Obama or jeans?
What?
What does that even mean?
Why? Just please.
Did you vote for Obama?
Did we go to network?
No, I did not.
Who'd you vote
at all?
The other one.
The other white one. The other one.
McCain?
The white meat.
The other white meat?
Jesus.
I guess.
You guess? Were you drunk when you went to vote?
A little bit.
Ask her about bathroom stuff.
What do you do for a living?
She'll have sex with cigarettes.
I'm a designer.
Designer. What does St. Patrick's Day mean to you?
Time to have fun with friends.
Oh, you can't have fun with friends on any other day?
Punch her in the face and move on.
I'll punch you in the face.
Hey, I'll punch you in the face.
Come down here.
All right.
I love her.
Oh, we just made a love connection.
Pinned down on the ground so quickly. Oh. Yeah, you do it. You take it off.
Look how cute she is.
Are those real?
You take it off.
She's hiding under that jacket.
Oh, they're real,
by
the way.
She's got kind of a Michelle Rodriguez look.
I know, man. I would totally date her.
Keep talking to her. Keep talking to her.
Run away. She's running away.
Well, grab her by the A cup and spin her around.
I don't know if they're A cups.
Ask her if she'll have sex for cigarettes.
that seems to be the scissor that 64-year-old lady for cigarettes.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Jeez Louise.
Oh. There's kind of a...
Four cigarettes.
Who should I talk to?
I don't know.
That's the only payoff.
Oh, this one looks fine right here.
Yeah, look at that girl. She's great.
Oh, you look like you've had sex in the back seat somewhere. Come here.
Ask her about scissoring.
What's your name?
Desi. It's Desiree.
It's Desiree. Where do you go to school?
I'm not in school anymore.
Oh, did you flunk out?
I got a big girl job.
A big girl job?
Really?
Where do you work?
I've got two jobs
at an ad
for you.
Agency as a buyer.
You work? Do what?
I work as a media buyer.
As a media buyer, can you buy TVs?
Yes, I buy TVs.
TV sets?
Sure.
Well, are you flat screen or plasma?
Plasma.
She looks like she'd be fun.
Plasma's on flat screen.
You would be fun. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, but I want a koozie.
You want a koozie? What would you
really?
Do
for a koozie? Well, look, there's a girl right next to you.
I know he has a koozie. He won't give me one.
Oh my God!
Oh, give her the damn koozie.
Did you come down here looking for a koozie?
Taunt her with the koozie.
Yes.
Ask her if she's kissed a girl.
Yes.
Have you ever kissed a girl before?
No, I have not.
Today is your lucky day. Come here. Come here. Kiss her. Here's hugger.
It's for cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Got a kiss there.
You kissed her on the ear. That's what my aunt does.
Hey,
come on.
Chloroform her and stuff her in a storm drain for me later.
Okay, you got it.
Scissor for cigs.
What's your name?
Jacqueline.
Jugular.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Yeah, my name is Jugular. Hey.
Jacqueline?
Yes.
J. Spell it.
Jacqueline.
Wrong.
I think she knows how to spell her name.
I spell my name.
Are you a big girl too?
Yes, I'm a teacher.
Where do you teach?
Whoa.
What?
I think I want to disclose that.
Yeah, don't disclose that.
No, don't disclose that.
See, these are nice girls, Dave.
They are.
These are.
Start pushing their head down.
These are responsible.
Are you an elementary school teacher?
How many girls here?
Oh, she's a high school teacher.
Turn off Dave's mic. How many girls here will experience the head push tonight or today?
The head push?
Yeah.
All of them.
A good quarter.
Oh, a quarter? You think a quarter? I think it'd be higher than that.
I think it's higher than that. The ones that don't listen.
Yeah, the ones that don't listen.
The ones
swear
that
to God, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to punch you right in the ear.
See, these two girls are nice. You've got a teacher and...
They've experienced the head push, though.
Experienced the head push?
Look at that sheepishly saying yes.
She's gagging right now.
How do you respond to the head push?
Yeah.
Just stop. Please, just don't. You're messing up my hair.
Do you have a gag reflex?
Oh, my God.
I'm actually kind of mean.
What?
Mean?
I'm actually kind of mean.
What does that mean?
You're kind of mean?
I'm kind of mean person.
Have you ever punched a guy?
No, but I've been mean to him.
How mean do you... You withhold
walk away.
She was so much fun, too.
Oh
my gosh, over here. Hello? Uh-oh.
Where are you going?
Coming in for a landing. Hi. Hi, look at those.
Look at what?
No, look down. Look north. And then look south.
I see them.
They're really...
Well, we can't see her, Dave.
Come back here.
Oh, sorry. Tell her to wave to the radio station.
Come here. Oh, you smell great.
You smell like liquor. She's got kind of double boob happening.
Yeah, you have... What's going on?
Double boob.
Come here.
Is that when the bra's too small?
Well, she looks like she could nurse a litter of pigs.
Hello. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Are we still on the air?
Unfortunately.
Jennifer. It's Jennifer. What do you do for a living?
I work at Twin Peaks in Addison.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
When you were growing up, did you think you'd have those?
No.
And now that you have them, how do you feel about them?
A year ago, did she think she'd have those?
Ask where she is in her cycle.
Do you like to cycle?
Look her up and down.
No.
Do you like to cycle?
Are you a runner?
Sometimes.
I bet you float, right?
Yeah.
When was the last time she got the head push?
Yeah. When was the last time?
Last night.
Something happened.
Guaranteed.
That made your head hurt.
Okay. I don't do the head push thing.
No, not you. Does he do it to you?
No.
All right, it's 11:27 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're going to take a break and try and build up our delay once again. This is the Orphanage from Stan's Blue Note, the St. Patrick's Day Block Party on Greenville Avenue.
Oh,
more from Dave Little, Gordon Keith, myself, and Danny Bayless next.